So Marley and Nick, we have work to do this morning, right? Who's making their way towards me? Yeah. Who's making their way this morning? Not quite there, but they're on their way. The wise men. Yeah. And they're bringing gifts to the Christ child, right? Yeah, they're making their way on the way to Bethlehem. Such a wonderful way for us to live into that Christmas message. How were they getting there? Do you remember how they were getting there?
A bus?
No. Uber. Jim Graham picked them up. A camel. That's right. Yeah. They were making their way. Not quite there yet, but certainly on their way. Let's see that. Well, I had something to share with you this morning, similar in transportation. What is that? A hot air balloon. Did you know that Miss Ann rides in a hot air balloon sometimes? Yeah, pretty cool. Can you imagine being up that tall, that high in the air?
That's awesome.
And looking out and seeing all the little houses and the yeah, kind of cool, wouldn't it? One of the things at our coast that we have in North Carolina that we're known for, I don't know if you all have ever been out to Kildevil Hills and out in the Outer Banks, but there's two brothers that did a remarkable thing. They built a plane and they flew it. And it was just a little short distance, but nonetheless, they flew it, right? And one of the things that they did was just as remarkable that they did was they built this, I guess it was a glider, but it had engines, right? And it got up and it went, I think about 110 feet, which you think, wow, 110 feet, but what was remarkable during that time, no one had ever done that before. And now, sometimes we look up and we see in the sky these ice lines, these ice trails, where jets fly by, and we see that planes have flown, and they've got great big engines, and they can go great numbers of distances, and they can carry an incredible amount of people to different places. My wife, Miss Kathy, went to Zimbabwe about a year and a quarter ago in October, and she flew on a plane for 17 hours. Yeah, that's a long time to be up in the air and then go land on another piece of the world. But all of those things took preparation. They took kind of a forward thinking almost, right? You really had to think ahead. Wow, if I'm going to build a plane, I'm going to need some things in order to do that, right? Or if I'm going to take a trip, I'm going to need some things in order to do that. We don't just get in the car. We just don't get on our camel, right? And just go, right? We have to think about those things before we do them. And so, in the reading this morning, John the Baptist, one of Jesus' friends, family members, is talking about preparing the way. Talking about preparing the way. And so, we in this spirit, like Nick did this morning with family, was prepared the Advent reading for us. It's preparing in this season of Advent. It's a season of preparation for the coming of Christ. This is kind of waiting, but it's exciting waiting, right? These guys are waiting to come and see Christ, to the Christ child. And they're preparing a way. And John the Baptist talks about being excited. About, wow, this guy's coming and he's going to be great. And I'm not even worthy to tie his sandals. But you guys, I baptize you with water. But he's going to baptize you, wow, with incredible things. He's just so super excited. So I want us to think about that this week in our season of Advent, our season of preparation, but our season of waiting, 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 waiting. It's hard to wait. We've got the Christmas tree, and we might even have a gift or two underneath, right? Or we've gone through and we kind of made our list and checked it twice, or maybe tonight we come and see Santa Claus, right? We have to wait. We have to wait. Sometimes that's hard to do, just to wait. Christ and John the Baptist, and he just encourages us to do that. So I want you to think about that this week, is to wait for the Spirit of love to overcome you, for Christ to overcome you in this season of Advent, the season of waiting, the season of anticipation. It's an incredibly powerful, powerful thing. Will you pray with me? Thank you all. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today, for the gift of our young disciples, and for this opportunity to read and proclaim your word, to listen about John the Baptist. We are excited. We are excited and filled with anticipation beyond anything that we can imagine of your coming. Remind us that you are with us always and in all things. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Good job, John. It's good to see you today.